Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Delmarva Studios proudly presents Unsolved Murders in America, hosted by Chad Granke. Our country currently has over 250,000 unsolved murders. We present all of the evidence that is available to the public, along with some hard-nosed research by our investigative team. We hope that by sharing this information we can help to close some of these cold cases. All suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Don't forget to check out all of our great podcasts on DelmarvaStudios.net. Without any further ado, let's send it over to Chad.
Thank you. Today's victim is Jane Pritchard. Case number 32-86-065977 in the state of Delaware, County Newcastle. Murdered on September 20th, 1986. Location, Blackbird Forest State Park, 502 Blackbird Forest Road, Smyrna, Delaware. Investigation details. Jane Pritchard was a student at the University of Maryland and was obtaining her master's degree. She was conducting botany experiments in Blackbird Forest State Park, where she was later found by two campers on the evening of September 20, 1986. Detectives learned Jane was shot with an unknown weapon, which caused her death. She was last seen alive by a hunter shortly after 10 a.m. The hunter provided detectives with specific description of Jane's clothing, vehicle, and scientific equipment. A couple from Perth Amboy, New Jersey, planned an autumn camping trip to Delaware's Blackbird State Forest, a few miles south of Middletown, Delaware, arriving on a balmy Saturday afternoon with a light breeze. After picking a spot to set up their tent, the couple decided to take a walk. Instead of a relaxing stroll amid the tall trees and trails, what the couple found sent them scrambling to call police. About 20 feet from a trail, they discovered the partially clothed body of Jane Marie Pritchard, killed by a shotgun blast to the back. She was 28 years old. That was back in 1986, and to this day, 34 years later, still remains unsolved. However, the Newcastle County Police Department's new two-man cold case unit aims to change that. Hers is the first case detectives Thomas Orchowski and civilian employee Glenn Davis, who retired from the force as a senior sergeant, selected to tackle. From childhood, his late sister was always an outdoor person, said Keith Pritchard, 59, of Calvert County in Southern Maryland. Their parents, Audrey and Walter Pritchard, still live in the same house on the same 38-acre farm out in the country near Barnesville, Maryland, where she grew up with a love of horses and nature. Jean Marie was especially close with Keith, 3 years her elder, but also close with her older brother Greg and younger sister Beth. She was adventurous and independent. Her brother recalled taking a cross-country drive by herself after college in her beloved 1966 Datsun 2000, which is still kept by the family. She also shared her mother's knack with plants. She was working at Brookside Gardens, a prominent botanical garden in Montgomery County, Maryland, as she pursued her master's degree in botany at the University of Maryland's College Park campus. She was living in Clarksburg, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C. Her studies, which had brought her to Blackbird State Forest many times over 3 years of research, focused on a summer vine known as the hog peanut or ground bean, a native plant with edible seeds, both above and below the ground. on September 19, 1986. She drove a blue and white Chevrolet Blazer loaded with her research equipment to the home of a friend in Lewis, Delaware, leaving early the next morning to head for the forest. Arriving at about 7 a.m., she parked along an access road just south of Blackbird State Forest and set up equipment that stretched from behind the truck about 30 yards into the woods. She was interested in the phenomenon of how the plant leaves turn toward the sun. She was gathering the last data she needed for her thesis, with the degree expected to follow within months. Her minute-by-minute recording of data ended abruptly, shortly before 10 a.m. A man called police the Monday after Pritchard's body was found, saying he had seen her when hunting squirrels in the forest the morning she died. He had seen another hunter near her, describing him and working with a sketch artist to develop a drawing of the man. It was released to the press and printed on flyers. Many hunters were in the forest that day, but investigators quickly ruled out an accidental shooting. An autopsy determined that Richard bled to death from a shotgun wounds to her left shoulder and neck. Her death ruled a homicide. Police interviewed nearly 300 people, and DuPont Company technicians conducted a detailed analysis of the shotgun pellets that struck Pritchard, but unfortunately came up empty. The area around Pritchard's research station in the forest was roped off, cleared, and examined for days. Investigators used metal detectors and sifted through the soil screens. They sent the evidence of undisclosed pieces of evidence to the FBI in Washington, D.C. Police interviewed the squirrel hunter, a man in his late 20s who lived near Newark, worked as a janitor at a pharmaceutical company in that area. Twice more, grew suspicious of what they call some inconsistencies in what he said. Early that October, police officially charged him with first-degree murder and possession of a deadly weapon during the commission of a felony. He was held without bail. One piece of evidence, a hair, found by investigators scouring the crime scene, raised their hopes because of new scientific developments. DNA testing was brand new then, Orzechowski said. Detective James Hendricks flew with a tiny precious cargo to California because, back in 1986, there was only one lab doing DNA at the time, he said. After a search warrant was executed at the squirrel hunting janitor's home, police were betting their murder case on the California lab matching the hair from the crime scene to him. This is one of the first cases using DNA, Orzechowski said. However, the scientists found no match. In August 1987, charges were dropped against the one and only suspect. Police, who by then had conducted more than 300 interviews in the case, appealed for tips and explored any new ones that trickled in, but ultimately got nowhere. Over months that followed, all leads dried up or dead-ended, so police working the case had to move on to other crimes. Of the killing of Jean Marie Pritchard had moved to the cold case files. In October 2014, Newcastle County Police Chief Elmer Setting announced the creation of a new cold case homicide squad. The cold case unit was created to solidify our vigilance in identifying and arresting those who commit murder in Newcastle County, regardless of when the crime occurred. A seasoned investigator with a fresh set of eyes and the use of modern technology may be able to help solve these heinous crimes and bring some closure to the families of the victim, he said. With one full-time detective and a small support staff, the squad would be charged with scouring old case files for leads or identifying those that might be solved through technological advances not available when the crimes occurred. County police jurisdiction has 40 to 50 such unsolved homicides, dating as far back as 1971. Earlier such cases were reviewed by detectives along with their active investigations. The idea of a special unit to focus on cold case homicides, by definition cases, involving suspicious deaths with no known suspects and all leads exhausted, had circulated in the police department for many years before Setting decided to make it a reality. The victims and their families are never forgotten, Setting said. We will forever keep working to bring those to justice who have committed these crimes and devastated so many lives. A detective for almost 9 years, Orzechowski was a longtime officer working major crime, active home investigations, rapes, robberies, when he was approached about the cold case homicide unit. "I was honored," he said, and he immediately accepted the assignment. Setting turned to an old familiar face to the unit's civilian support staff position. Davis had retired after 20 years on the force, including major crimes and detective work. He'd also racked up another 20-year career running his family's business, started by his grandmother, 4 Acres Trailer Sales in Stanton, Delaware. He retired from that in March 2014, his sister now running the business. When Setting knew about his restlessness and his second try at retirement, he offered Davis the cold case job, and he was thrilled. The thing that ruled out the squirrel hunter as a suspect was the same thing that led Pritchard Killing being selected as the cold case unit's first case, DNA. As Orzechowski and Davis pored over the contents of the cardboard case boxes on shelves in secured storage areas, both thought evidence collected nearly 3 decades ago when the Pritchard investigation had new potential. "There's a lot of evidence that is capable of producing DNA," Orzechowski said. They then contacted the Pritchard family. "They were happy to hear we didn't give up on the case and it's still being investigated," Orzechowski said. After they called, Keith Pritchard said, "I thought it was just astounding. I was flabbergasted." But Keith Pritchard said the police contact was difficult because his sister's death certainly left scars. "Hearing them talk about her slang," he said, "it felt like it was just yesterday. The conversation stirred pleasant memories, too, of a plaque placed in her honor at the Botanical Gardens where she worked, and her professor finishing her thesis for her master's degree." His brother Greg was skeptical, he said. After reading about the heartless scams targeting victims and their families after 9/11, Keith said Greg thought the call might have been from a bogus caller, from someone looking to take advantage of the family and somehow profit from the enduring grief. Keith, who works running his father's nearly 50-year-old large-format store graphics business, worries about the stress of the renewed investigation on his parents, especially his mother, whom he described as very emotional. He also worries about getting her hopes raised. But like Orzechowski and Davis, he is interested to see what new information state-of-the-art DNA testing can draw from old evidence. "Several items have been sent to disclosed laboratories for such testing," Orzechowski said, declining to reveal any details. He and Davis have continued to study the files, talk to Hendricks, and others initially involved in the case, look for new ways to get to what happened. "They haven't had any big breaks yet," David said, "but you never know." Over time, he said, the killer may have said something to someone, or maybe a person who knows about it may have gotten divorced from a spouse whose secret was kept by silence, making him or her more willing to talk now. Setting called what happened to Jane Marie Pritchard tragic, adding, "It's our hope that the re-examination of the evidence obtained from this case can help identify and arrest the person responsible for her murder." As Orzechowski and Davis continue their work, both acknowledge hoping DNA can provide the break that solves Pritchard's murder. "That could come soon," Orzechowski said. "We're expecting results any day." Tips are still being sought. The Newcastle County Police Department has re-released a drawing of a hunter said to have been seen with the 28-year-old homicide victim Jean Marie Pritchard shortly before she was fatally shot in Blackbird State Forest on September 20, 1986. They also have given the News Journal photographs of Pritchard and her truck, seeking to generate new tips in the cold case. Anyone with information is asked to call Detective Thomas Orzechowski at 302-395-8110. Tips may also be given anonymously at nccpd.com using the police force's smartphone app, through its Facebook, or Crime Stoppers at 800-TIP-3333, or finally, tipsubmit.com. Thank you for listening. Let's catch the killer of Jane Pritchard.
Thank you for listening to Unsolved Murders in America. Crime Stoppers USA is a national Crime Stoppers organization that spans the United States to create a network of local programs that work together to prevent and solve crimes in communities and schools across the nation. Report tips at 1-800-222-8477. All suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Don't forget to check out all of our great podcasts on DelmarvaStudios.net. Until next time, thank you for joining us. You're listening to DelmarvaStudios.net.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.